trying to change things up for the podcast. So if you're a musician that follows me or wants to promote yourself, you can play your music on my podcast. You can send your music to my email, kidrainbows12@gmail.com. If you don't know my name, Kids Rainbows, you can get it off Twitter or Instagram. If you don't know the spelling, it's kidrainbows12@gmail.com. Send me your music and your description. Name who you are. I can put your music on my podcast. Put your name in the description, promote yourself. Help you guys out because I'm trying to pay it forward. Because I'm trying to get musicians that make cute music that doesn't get a lot of views, like myself, better promotion. We need it. You know, a lot of horrible music out there that needs, they need to have better music being promoted. We only help ourselves because anybody else gonna help us. So I just wanted to put that out there. I'm gonna try playing my music on this podcast every episode. So sending me some tracks or whatever you're trying to send me to my email, and I'll put it on here. Thanks. On this episode of the podcast, we talk about generally everything, how I feel about life in general, and whatever else is on my mind at the time. This was a long episode, so enjoy it. Have a nice weekend. By the way, I'm giving you guys a bonus episode next week. Even though it's my birthday week, I'm going to give you guys another episode. So they'll be out next week, so have fun with that. And hope you enjoy the content I'll give you this week. And before we get into this podcast, I have to tell you something. This podcast is not live. I recorded this podcast. Recording this podcast early because I am taking a break. Because my birthday's coming up. So therefore, you might get a new episode from me next week because maybe record two episodes. So, because I want to kind of keep this thing going. Because you know, you take, excuse me. Give me coffee. Take a break. People seem to forget about you that fast in this day and age of the internet. Plus my streams are going up, so I don't want to mess that up. So, that being said, let's get into the episode. I'm your host, Kid Rainbows, from Parts Unknown. Because I'm kind of in off the grid. I've been really on the internet. Self, because I'm kind of trying to work on myself, really, I say really, like an overhaul of everything I'm doing, but I'm trying to fix some things. So I really don't know what's going on in the internet or Twitter. I like wrestling, so I know that one of the animal from the Road Warriors passed away. That sucks. So animal and Hawk going off to a better place. I don't say they were my favorite tag team in the 80s and 90s. But it's one of my favorite tag teams. I think we like the Rockers and Rock and Roll Express was a good tag team. The Midnight Express. Had all the WWE tag teams, WWF back then, tag teams. Demolition. It's an awesome tag team. Let's see. Leaving out some tag teams. You know what I'm trying to say. Tag team wrestling back then was cool. Not so much now. Well, it depends on which promotion you're watching. If you're watching WWE, tag team wrestling sucks. If you're watching AEW, tag team's pretty awesome. Speaking of wrestling, the best thing in wrestling right now is that Roman Reigns heel turn. It's a slow burn. He's like, he ain't full heel yet. It's coming. So when it comes, the payoff should be good. So, I'm looking forward to watching the Clash of Champions this Sunday. See him turn heel more. That retribution angle storyline sucks. So how you gonna have these wrestlers? It was already in NXT. I like they're not NXT wrestlers. It would have made sense that they'll use their real names instead of all these crazy names they have. That's been like the thing I've been seeing on YouTube, that wrestlers backstage are making fun of their characters. I think the mask they got, the Bang mask, is kind of cool, but I don't know, I don't think this storyline is gonna benefit these wrestlers. And these are some cool wrestlers. Some of my favorite wrestlers is out of NXT. They're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to this storyline. I don't know. So they got offered WWE contracts when they destroyed damn near the Performance Center. So I don't know. None of the storyline really makes sense. I don't even watch Raw. I don't even think I watch SmackDown. And then NXT. I just catch the YouTube clips. So they're making a lot of money off of it. WWE had like 64 million subscribers on YouTube. This is why they don't have to try, because discovered the monetization of social media, so I feel like they don't have to try anymore. But ever since the pandemic, they have to try, so... let's see what else they throw at us this time. Speaking of the pandemic, after Halloween, it's supposed to be a surge of the coronavirus, so... You ready for that, you guys? It'll be fun. Which I don't think it's going to be a corona. It's going to be just a flu. I don't know. I know it's like... That's... I have my doubts that it ever was a virus, but now it's like... I don't know. It definitely is a virus. I don't know how bad it is. It all depends on what area. People in my area, like the Midwest, they don't listen anyway. They've been going outside, not staying in the house, so of course it's going to spike up. It all depends on, like, the things you're supposed to do. Everything should have went down. We had a lockdown for, like, the max 3 months, like, much as New York had theirs, closest to that time period, like, every state. We probably wouldn't even be in this predicament, but... the numbers would have went down dramatically. And with that being said, now that we haven't listened to anything that Dr. Fauci or whoever these people, these scientists are, this is what we're in, this is where we're at. Been working nonstop ever since this pandemic has been and going on. I ain't gonna lie, I feel like shit most of the time I'm outside or work because, you know, there's something there, but I just don't know what it is. I don't know how daily it is. I haven't gotten sick. I did, I fought it off, but I just don't. I do think about the old people because they're. You know what? I've been seeing a lot of old people with masks. So that let me know, like, we had, like, the first one in the 19... What was the first one with the... I forgot the name of it. The first virus in the 1900s, whatever. That let me know that something is out there, but... I don't know how deadly it is. I don't know. Yeah, but the number of deaths has been going up too, so I don't know how long it's gonna be around. Living in some weird times. I heard they canceled DJ Vlad. For those who don't know, that DJ Vlad is a... I don't know what the hell he is. He's a president. Has a channel. interviews rappers, entertainers, particularly black entertainers on his show, and he gets them to spill the tea on a lot of things that shouldn't be said most of the time. And finally, a lot of people been calling him out, particularly one person was Joe Budden. And now I think he's getting canceled. A lot of people are not messing with him. I don't even watch that channel because every time, I always thought he was like a cop or something. Undercover cop. Just trying to get information. So we can go back and tell his whoever he's working for. Got this on this. I'm gonna lock him up. Yeah, I've been drinking. Let's talk about coffee. I've been drinking cold brew coffee for 2 weeks now. I just got tired of making coffee at home because I had to clean the coffee machine, clean all the coffee out every day. It just gets annoying. So I was drinking my cold brew coffee. I don't get nothing but the cold brew coffee and sweet cream is it. And adding the pumpkin spice and all that other shit they've been promoting. You know it's good, but the stuff is... That pumpkin spice is addictive. But that makes me think of something. I don't know why. Company Coffee should sell pumpkin spice all year round because it will make them a lot of money. But I guess they figured it they only sell it every once in a while, make them a lot of money in a short period of time. But I think overall, if they sell it long term, it will make them a lot more money. But hey, I don't know. I'm not a businessman, I'm just a person with a podcast. So, I don't know. I just drink the cold brew coffee with sweet cream, that's it. I did order me some more coffee, but that's just mushroom coffee because I'm trying to start drinking the dark roast and cut out a lot of sugar. And that's it. Guys updated on my morning routine. I still haven't found a place to exercise, so most likely it's gonna be here. And lo and behold, I've stopped stretching for like almost 2 days. I stopped stretching. Bam, I wake up this morning, my back is hurting like a motherfucker. So just let me know that you have to exercise no matter what. Corona, aliens coming, whatever's happening, you gotta take care of yourself. can get fat, and like a lot of people have added on a lot of bad habits. That's one thing I didn't want to do. I haven't really gotten that many bad habits since the coronavirus. I think I could do better at cutting out, getting rid of my habits. That's what I've been trying to do. Less social media, read more books, join a community group, which I've done. I'll tell you guys about this sometime later on down the road. It's more like a, it's an accelerator thing that teaches you how to change your mindset, which I need help on. And help you do something better with your life. And that group is Scientology. I'm just kidding, not Scientology. I have ever told you guys a story with me almost joining Scientology. This was a long time ago. When I was going to community college, Merrimack. I was staying down at Del Mar Loop back then. I was coming home from school. You walk down the street, Skinker, towards Del Mar. You walk past the Scientology building. For some reason, I don't know. As a goof, I thought I was going there to see what they were talking about. I went through like all the interviews. Then they gave me this paper to give to my parents or whoever. Which, I don't know. I was old enough to, whatever it was, sign for myself, but basically it was a paper you sign your life away to them. And I didn't do it, of course, but it was a really weird experience. Those were happier times for me when I was in community college, even though I didn't learn anything. I was actually a good student. I got good grades. I actually could go back if I wanted to finish. To the University of Phoenix, so there's that story, and I'm in debt. This is America. Don't get you slipping. This is America. Put you in debt now. Oh boy. I need to get my real estate license. Yeah, I think that's next for me. For anything, any training for a better job. Just get my real estate license. You don't have to be a I had to get a real estate license to be a real estate investor, but I kind of want to sell houses because that's something I think I would be good at. I know a little bit about it will also be better for my LinkedIn profile if I have a real estate license or my agent. Or also want to get a I'll get the real estate license and an insurance license. Because all these jobs you can do from your home. And that's what I'm trying to do. And hopefully I can get my own home. I want a big, big house, but start off, I probably want a loft, like one of those YouTube apartments that YouTube have, stay in California, like when all the YouTubers moved in, they have one apartment. I forgot, it's like 1,000 YouTubers. Everything in the apartment is brand new. One of those apartments, like the ones I got downtown or in Chesterfield somewhere. Then you work your way up to owning some land. Which is something you always tell your kids, you need to own some land and some stocks. You can do all this before you go to college. So when you get out of college, you have some passive income already working for you. Why are you looking for that job that you probably won't get anyway? Because it's a scam. That college is a scam. I mean, you can learn stuff, but they're not teaching you how to get to live the life that you're supposed to live. Not setting you up for success, they're setting you up for failure. A lot of people stand with the parents or they get out of college. And also, in debt. I was one of those people at one time. I'm kind of in that position right now. Don't want to be that person. That being said, get your kids some land, some stocks. You're setting them up for success. Teach them about money. Teach them about assets and liabilities. It'll be fine. You got entertainers going into debt or getting robbed if they don't know anything about money. Or taxes. Definitely teach your kids about taxes.
If I ever have kids one day, which I hope so, teaching about all that. If I have kids, I will have 2 boys, 1 girl, or 2 girls, 1 boy. We have a bigger brother to protect the daughters, the sisters. Let's see. What else do you want to talk about? I don't know. Working on new music. I don't know when I'm going to put it out. I did put out 2 songs the other day, last night. It's a little... Something. The music I'm working on right now, I was making it for that, but the songs didn't fit with the music I'm working on, because this music is kind of experimental and darker. I'm going with right now. I don't know if I'm going to put it on Bandcamp or SoundCloud. Don't know. So I just put it out on SoundCloud, the 2 songs. I played it off of the song I had on SoundCloud called Exit Summer. And I got these 2 tracks. One's called Inner Fall, because it's fall. Another track that should have been on my project I'm working on right now. It's called Cursed All Along, which one time I thought I was cursed all along. We can't be cursed all along because we're all together. The coronavirus. All alone already. And being alone can be a good thing too, because sometimes you want to be alone. A lot of times I don't. I like to be alone. Most of the time, because most of the time, I'm in my job, and in my job, I meet the same type of people that I really don't care for. And until I meet some cool people cool people on the internet, I'm talking about in real life, that I can be, to hang out with. Staying alone. I'm being alone. Staying away from people. Don't want to be around people who don't have your best interests. I kind of meet those people a lot. I have a name for them too. It's a disease. It's called nigga syndrome. I'm running around a lot of niggas, meaning like thugs and people with mindset is just on some other stuff, particularly trying to get over on people and trying to find a shortcut for everything and all this. You know that I don't know which Chris Rock, I don't know which stand-up special that was. He was talking about niggas. He can't stand niggas. They always fuck up every goddamn thing. It's true. And can't. Be around those people. And I work around them all the time. My job. It's so annoying. Don't get me wrong, I love my people. Black power and all that. But niggas I can't stand. But that being said, if you need a nigga to do some pop, 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 that's what they're good for. You can call them niggas. So, they're good for that. Good for arguing. And that. Well, we went way off topic on this episode. I should call this the Nick episode. I don't know. I know people wouldn't get that. I really wanted to do stand-up this year. I really wanted to try it. I'm this close. I had I really was gonna give it a shot this time. The comedy club's opening back up, so that's good. Gotta start working again. Trying out for SNL? I don't know. Yeah, that was a joke. I don't even watch SNL no more. Some things I like about SNL, a lot of things I don't like about SNL. You don't see a lot of diversity or minority, some there. You see black people on there, you don't see Latino, you don't see Arabic. It's a lot of funny people that's just not white or black. It's equal rights for everybody, man. Just don't understand the world. That's my dog in the background snoring. He's annoying. But I love him. You know, this dog insurance is way more than mine's. Dog, I'm taking care of this dog better than myself, basically. You're supposed to do that because you're kind of a parent, so I have to take care of the dog. So I'm trying to work on it, trying to take dog better care of the dog. Yep. is officially a member of this family now. And I'm officially not a member of this family. That was a joke, too. I'm 2 for 2. I first started doing Twitter, I used to tell a lot of jokes. I don't remember all them jokes. I wish I could go down my timeline and see all those old jokes. I'm pretty sure a lot of comedians stole. I don't know. Maybe a lot of comedians follow me. A lot of comedians follow me because I follow them, and I also was trolling them to follow me, so. And I'm talking about those comedians. I'm talking about comedians just I never even heard of out of nowhere. I see a lot of people following me. Now they have a podcast. What I wanted to talk about on this podcast. So a lot of people talking about ownership and whatever. I just say, you create value, then you will get money. Create content, eventually you'll get some money. That's what I've been doing. I mean, the money's gonna come. I just hope that I have all the right people around me when it happens. So, I take care of the people that you love the most. That I've been down with you since the day one. Take care of your day ones. I just wanna, if I make a lot of money, I just help my family and donate to charities and stuff like that. By my mom's house that I probably would be staying in on the other side of the house. I actually had a dream about this. I bought a big ass house. My whole family stayed in the house. The ones that I was around growing up. My grandma. And other side of the house is like another house, small house. That was my house. Like women over. It seems so real. So maybe it's gonna happen. I don't know. That was Memphis. Do something. I just figure you gotta create value and it will happen. You get money. I call it like the law of attraction stuff I was talking about in the last episode. I still am doing. Yep. This is recording this on a Wednesday. It's Wild Crest Wednesday. I had to Try my internet crush. I don't have a... I don't have an internet crush. It's like women I like, period, on the internet. Just one particular person that I had a dream about. And I met this person in my life. And you know, you have a dream about people that you never meet. I mean, you can have dreams about them, but actually have conversations with them and all that stuff. We was having a conversation, like we knew each other very well. It was weird. So I really don't have dreams. Like that. What do you call those, wet dreams? I really have them. Oh, I did watch the movie The Social Dilemma. I don't know if I talked about that on the last episode. The movie's very fucked up. Basically, the internet is the enemy. We can't do nothing about it. I'm just gonna keep talking on this freaking phone forever. All right, guys, I'm gonna end this podcast. I'm gonna go on the internet and look at. I'm gonna compare my life to other people's lives on Instagram. I'm just kidding. See you guys later. I gotta go. Cause I maxed out my time. 45 minutes this episode. It's pretty cool. Wish I had a guess. Oh, speaking of that. It's really an idea. People that follow me to make music, if you want to get your music played on the podcast, you guys can just send me an email at kidrainbows12@gmail.com. And I will play your music on my podcast. So you can get some exposure for your music. I don't know how to help it'll do, but it'll do something. So the email is at kidrainbows12@gmail.com. Just send me some music with your name, whatever you do, the artist. I can put it in the description box of the episode and give me a link to whatever your music is on, SoundCloud or Bandcamp, whatever, Spotify. That's it. I'm not looking for no money or nothing like that. I just want to help people out. People help me out. Help them out. I'll pay it forward. That's also something to teach your kids, to pay it forward. All right. This is the Lonely Boy Podcast. We're out of here. Hopefully next week I'll give you an episode. Yes, I'm not. It's going to be a break. All right. Hit the music.
It's a dark place.
It's a dark place.
It's a dark.